Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Joining us later in the show is Kevin McCarthy at 9:45. He'll tell you what to go watch at the box office this weekend or what to stream at home.
So during the break, we were just chatting, and I think we stumbled onto something. I think we're going to have a new segment, Missile Talk.
Okay.
Where we just each come up with a new missile that captured our attention, right?
Yeah, it's one of those, if you see something, say something situations.
Right.
Alert the public.
Alert the public. Let everybody know. And then maybe, you know, guys could call in, and they could give us their missile that they've discovered.
I would like the missiles to be somewhat newsworthy. Like maybe they have a viral video.
Okay, yeah, like we've heard of them. Not
can't just
some
be
rando.
A hot rando.
Yeah. It could be a hot rando, but like
I just think it'd be hilarious if somebody brings up some missile that we don't know of, and we look her up, and everybody's just like transfixed and can't talk.
I'm definitely into seeing what some of our listeners are into too.
How about next segment? What are we doing? Yeah.
We got nothing but time.
I mean, we can do EP later. Maybe an 8:20 missile talk. I mean, I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, someone just came on my radar within the last couple minutes.
There's a missile on the radar.
Missile
I like what
command.
You're doing here.
What do we have?
Should I save it or should we?
I mean,
what are we doing
here? Do
you
want to save it for the next segment?
Well, I mean, it's up to you, but.
Yeah, let's save it for the next segment.
I do want people to, you know, hear about this.
Okay.
you got to get the word aware. Out.
Yeah.
Awareness is key.
Especially, right. Going into the weekend, just set the tone early, good vibes.
It's Friday. You say
exactly.
You only get 52 of these a year. They're very special.
Who the hell would I be if I don't make it count?
Right. All right, so be on the lookout for that. We'll try to work through a missile talk segment, maybe next one.
Missile
right,
Command.
We can do
missile
that.
Command. Remember that old game?
Yeah.
No chance Mike Mars ever heard of it.
Missile talk. Yeah. I mean, we need like a stinger.
I mean, there's a lot going on in the world. Maybe we shouldn't, but it's just kind of fun. Yeah, I mean, whatever.
There has been a lot of missile talk.
Yeah, you know, we're not talking about real missiles.
There's been a lot of that, yeah.
Right? We're talking about just hotties.
We want to be a departure.
Yeah,
okay? We
want to
be an escape from reality.
Right? We don't want you to be scared of these missiles.
Yeah. All right, so before we do missile talk, if we do that at 8:20, we wanted to get into Nick Shook's article about the Commanders being named one of the NFL's most improved teams in 2025.
In his tough to improve over what they did last year.
In his NFL.com article,
right. He
said, quote, the Commanders entered the offseason with a clear goal, capitalize on their newfound success and do so fearlessly. He highlights the trades for wide receiver Deebo Samuel and left tackle Laremy Tunsil as the biggest reasons for his optimism. Both players were brought in to solve glaring issues for an offense that was ranked among the top 10 in several categories. Tunsil is set to provide more protection for Jaden Daniels, who was the sixth most sacked quarterback last season. Samuel, meanwhile, was brought in to give Daniels a more diverse weapon who could be dynamic with the ball in his hands.
These are two guys that people just said could have been bust two seconds ago.
There's a wide range.
Well, this
of
guy
where these...
shook. He doesn't feel that way.
No, he feels like they're going to... turn them into the most improved teams in the league.
How can we be?
I know. I mean, they won 14 games last year, including the postseason. Right. They went to the NFC Championship.
It's going to be hard
you
to improve
that by going to the Super Bowl.
It's going
to
be hard, Case.
I mean, that's an improvement.
That is. You're right.
I mean, there's one more step for this team to take. And Nick Shook from NFL.com thinks the ads of Samuel and Laremy Tunsil are going to help them make that next step.
Mm.
I know some people are, you know, like they're down on the fact that, well, why did the Texans give up on Laremy Tunsil? And even though Samuel didn't have very good numbers last year, well, there are reasons for that. He was injured. He had pneumonia that he was dealing with throughout a lot of last season. I think he was diagnosed with that in early to mid-October.
Yeah.
And he was never the same after that. So hopefully he's healthy. He's playing for a new contract. And he provides, you know, that secondary receiver option to Terry McLaurin.
I'm not really – this will come back to haunt me for sure. I'm not worried about the offense. We scored like 28, 29 points a game last year.
Yeah.
We've improved. We're going to score that or more. I'm worried about the defense. I'm worried about Kinlaw's got a hit, and your boy Lattimore, hopefully, is as advertised.
Mm.
Those are two key players for us defensively. That's who I'm more worried about. Not worried about the offense. We can plug and play guys, unless like Zach Ertz goes down, and then like Sinnott or some of these guys just aren't up to the task. You know, imagine if Ertz in his 35th, you know, say, how old is he? 35, 36? You know, he could easily tear a hammy or something crazy could happen.
Yeah, I mean,
and then now we're in trouble.
Relying on him to play all 17 games in back-to-back seasons, I think you're drawing a little thin on that.
Yeah.
Like, he's 34. He'll turn 35 in November, but do you expect him to be upright for every single game?
It's hard to imagine him duplicating what he did last year.
Yeah.
At this stage of his career. It's possible.
By the way, he was a steal for Adam Peters. He only signed a one-year deal for $5 million to come here and play like on a prove-it deal.
Yeah.
And he proved it. He proved he still has something left, and he's still an effective weapon.
I guess there could be a scenario where Connerly isn't ready and is maybe a little overwhelmed. That could happen.
It could.
He's raw.
Yeah.
But, a team to pick him in the first round, I expect they have designs on him starting, maybe not week one, but within the first few weeks of the season.
I mean, all the draft experts love the pick, too.
Right.
They do. They love that pick.
Well, they like the idea, I think, of protecting Jaden.
Yeah.
But he's got to perform. He's got to live up to it. So, I mean, he's like a boyish-looking, raw prospect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no guarantee he's going to come in there and just ball out from day one. So I think you got to keep an eye on that. But offensively, overall, I think we're going to be better. Not concerned. The defense, that's the big question mark. How much better are we? Are you going to be able to stop or slow down at least to keep games competitive, the Saquons of the world? Or are teams just going to run all over us?
Well, hopefully not with Payne and Kinlaw anchoring the middle of the defensive line. They're relying a lot on Kinlaw. I mean, that was a contract that Peters handed out that a lot of pundits and experts
were raising their eyebrows. Everybody slammed it.
Right.
No one liked it.
But you know
what? They're banking on
Kinlaw
his potential.
Strikes me as a guy who plays with a massive chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he could be
just
a game wrecker.
He's just mean. Yeah.
Like, if he's properly motivated and he's healthy,
he could be. You're right.
He should be blowing up.
Because that's the way he was
lines.
When he was healthy early in his career.
Right.
Then he just got hurt all the time. But remember, the schedule is not easy. It's not like it was last year. It's a more difficult schedule. And I just think that to expect improvement over maybe not the actual playoff success, but in terms of record, to expect improvement over that, that's going
to
be difficult.
It's going to be hard to get to 12 wins.
It's going
to
be very difficult.
But I look at the first four games, and listen, Green Bay will be a challenge. All those games will have their own unique challenges.
New York
and
Vegas.
But I'm not overwhelmed. I'm not scared of the Giants, the Raiders, or even the Falcons.
No,
the first month. I'm just not.
The first month, you got a couple layups. Because the Giants in week one at home, that should be a win. Let's just assume that everyone's pretty healthy going into week one and they don't get hurt in preseason. But Giants should be a win. Vegas should be a win in week three. Green Bay will be difficult. Atlanta, even though it's on the road, I think that's the win. So I think the first month is the easiest part of their schedule. But when they get back to after the bye week, Denver, at Minnesota, at the Giants, it's always tough up there. Philly twice and Dallas, that's hard.
Well, I think even before that, I think when you play the Chargers, the Bears, and at Dallas, at Kansas City, then right. Seattle, Detroit.
Yep.
I mean, that's a Miami, tough stretch. I think the middle of
Miami in another country.
Yeah. I think that's a tough stretch, too. Just before the 5 or 6 weeks before the bye week.
I would agree.
And after it. But the first four,
Got to come out of the gates three and one.
They got to be 3-1 and a minimum 2-2.
Correct.
If for some reason they stub their toe, and let's say they lose on a couple things like games that went the other way last year. Let's say they lose on a Hail Mary this year.
Yeah.
The luck's not on their side.
Yeah. That's going to be tough. If they start out like 1-3.
I just don't see them losing those first two home games. The Giants in Vegas.
I mean, it'll be a bad look.
Massive favorites in both of those games.
It'll be a bad look.
Yeah, I mean,
I expect them to win in Green Bay, but it'll be a lot more challenging. But
I think the Giants will be slightly better than last year because their quarterback situation, I think, is slightly better. I know that Cakes probably disagrees with me, but and then defensively they got better because they drafted Carter. But I just don't see them losing to the Giants in Week One. Now Vegas went out and they got another quarterback. But I still don't see them losing at home to Vegas. Now, Green Bay on the road in Week Two, that'll be difficult. And then Atlanta, they're going to have a second-year quarterback, essentially a rookie, because he didn't play that much last year. But so that's kind of a toss-up. But I think those first two home games are wins. So they should be at least 2-2 heading into Week Five.
They have to be 2-2.
Commanders, they're 6.5-point favorites over the Giants in Week One.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do they have?
That line's already out.
What do they have the line? They don't have the line for Green Bay, right?
They probably do. I'm going to look it up right now. Week two.
I'm going to say Green Bay is a field goal favorite.
Commanders at the Packers. Packers laying. What did you think?
I said three. Say anything.
Packers are laying 1.5.
All right.
Right.
Now again, that's
so in a neutral field, we will be a small favorite, in theory.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe a pick 'em.
Or pick them.
By the way, Valdez, in Week Two, your Ravens 12.5-point faves at home to the Browns.
Oh, they should smoke them.
Might have to take the Ravens there. Kind of like that early.
Although sometimes when the Ravens are big favorites at home,
right,
especially early in the year, and they play a dud. Remember they lost to the Colts? Was it the Colts?
I think that's right.
No, it was the Raiders last year.
Yeah, but I thought they
lost. A couple
lost.
Of years ago, they might have lost
the
Colts.
I thought it was the Colts at home a couple of years ago. Maybe I'm just thinking of the Raiders. But they lost a couple duds early in the year at home when they expected them to just be, 10 to 14-point winners.
By the way, on a side note, are we going to put our money together and donate it to the Circa Survivor Pool?
No, not doing it.
You're out on that.
Not doing it.
You're 1,000% out?
100%. Not doing it.
I feel like I want to get back in the mix. Last year was so deflating and disappointing after losing in Week One.
Yeah, I mean, it's just lightning on fire.
I like the weekly sweat. The weekly sweat's fun.
I'll get in a smaller one. I'm not doing that one.
Yeah. I think we can maybe twist your arm.
Nope.
Get you.
I promise you I'm not doing that one. And Bickle said the same thing last year. He says, I'm never doing it again.
Well, I mean, I know that it's just a waste of money. What are the chances I'm going to outlast thousands of people?
You're not.
Probably not. It's probably not going to happen.
Yeah. I don't mind doing one, but it not necessarily. What did we each put in? What did we just donate? $250.
$250 ahead.
Yeah, I'm a brokey.
You might be looking to scale back.
Yeah, I'm a brokey. I don't need to just light $250 on fire. We could do one amongst ourselves or maybe a hundo or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same payoff. Yeah. I mean, yeah. You're chasing millions.
You're not going to win.
I understand.
Not going to beat all these people.
But I like the sweat. I mean, I like the micro sweat.
We either do it, we bust out after three games, we redo it, bust out after another two games.
I'm well aware.
We can't even make it like Week Seven.
I know. We've been there many times.
I mean, the one thing I will say is we're awful at that. Well, you think we're bad at the parlay?
Most people are bad at that.
Yeah,
most people are bad at picking a Survivor winner,
which is so bizarre. You got to think you could pick one guaranteed winner every week, and you just can't.
I know it's tough. I know who I'd pick in week one. Their name might rhyme with Schmishmanders.
You would? You would put the hex on us? You put the jinx on us? Have you looked at the whole schedule?
You got to take them at some point.
Have you looked at the whole schedule?
Of course. Yeah. I can go through
now. Who are the biggest faves in week one?
All right, the biggest faves on the board in week one. Looks like a lot of close lines. I mean, the Eagles are laying 7 against the Cowboys.
All right.
Let's see.
I wouldn't want to touch that.
Commanders are laying 6.5. The Broncos are laying 7.5 at home against the Titans. I'd consider them.
Cincinnati's laying about 6 against the Browns.
There's no double-digit spreads in week one.
What are the Skins?
6.5.
Yeah.
They're like the third or fourth best pick.
No. Here's the big one.
All right.
Denver lays 8 to the Titans at home.
Yeah, just 7.5.
Yeah.
You're looking at a different book, but...
That's the biggest number.
That's going to be the most popular pick.
That'll be the most popular pick.
But the Commanders are going to be up there. They're going to be a popular pick too. Be so salty if we went out in week one and back to back years. Then I would retire from it.
Who did we take last year?
The Bengals against the Patriots.
Bengals at home against the Pats.
They were like a 10-point favorite.
We'll twist your arm to do it again.
I'm not doing the circa. I'm not putting up 250.
You're going to be so bitter when we cash in for $4 million.
I'll do it if we all are in it. So all 7 of us are in it. So I'm not putting up 250.
So like
I'm
a 7-way chop?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What is the entry fee on that thing? It's $1,000.
$1,000.
I mean, it's literally lighting money on fire.
Hey, I was going to see if you guys wanted to do the $10,000 one.
Oh, they have a $10,000 one?
They have a high roller?
They have a new high roller one.
Well, my kids all graduated college. Then you talk to me.
My kids did, and I'm still not doing it.
Here's when you get back to me on that. When my wife's pension check starts coming in and my Social Security check starts coming in. That would just be bonus money. Let me know when that is. That's probably... 8 or 9.
You might have in the future. You guys might have a better shot at that one than the other one. There's less people navigate through.
Good point.
How many did it last year?
I think this year might be the first year for it.
Oh, really?
Got to find a sugar daddy, EB. Sugar daddy to help bankroll us.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
If someone wants to put it up for me and they get 65% of the pot, they can do it. I'll take
that. That sounds like a good deal.
Get Mooney. Get
Tom.
I don't know if a Tom would do it.
He probably
get all the rich boys. We know.
Would you get guess Farley? Isn't he making billions?
I don't know.
Hey, isn't that crazy how far Survivor pools have come? Where they're now doing a $10,000 one. Mm-hmm. Well, unbelievable.
Clearly, a need for it. They're filling the void in the marketplace.
I'm sure we'll do some version of it.
Right,
for sure.
We will,
for sure. All right, we're gonna do our little missile talk here. You want to get the listeners involved?
Sure.
Maybe you could hip us to some new missiles that are out there that we're not aware of. You can't just say, like, you know, somebody's super
famous.
Sydney
Sweeney.
I mean, no. Everybody knows her.
Have some originality.
You got to say somebody that nobody knows, and we got to go, boom, we got to go
Google.
Somebody's
on the radar.
Yeah, and all of a sudden we get this beautiful surprise.
And we critique your missile.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so we'll do a brand new segment. We'll debut it next. Missile Talk coming up next on The Junks. Our pal...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, Kevin McCarthy will join us right at the end of the show, 9:45. Tell you about what's coming up at the movies this weekend, so you don't want to miss that. But those of you lucky enough to be listening this Friday, it's a brand new segment. It's a brainchild. Ooh. Just out of thin air. Mistle Talk.
Well, it was all kind of inspired by some of this, all this WNBA coverage and these girls walking around, you know, before the game, and that Sophie Cunningham that was standing up for Caitlin Clark, and all of a sudden I saw her entrance and that little skippy little outfit she was wearing. I was like, whoa, who's this chick? And then Mar, even, he found another girl in the WNBA. What's her name? Lexi Hull?
Lexi Hull. Yeah, if we hit the parlay, I think we should probably, I'm going to use my funds, go out to Indiana for a game and, you know, maybe sit courtside and see what I can't get done there.
Oh, really?
Or you can wait for her to come and play here and not have to travel to Indiana. That?
You want to just go to a game here?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah, you could do that.
Whatever works best.
Yeah.
So then we were throwing out there how we should do, we're just goofing around, obviously. Let's just see if we could find some new missiles that nobody has heard of or that nobody's really following.
Inspired by Mars lingo, that's what he calls every hot girl.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
And we wanted the listeners to give us some missiles of their own.
Right.
If they have somebody in mind. And maybe somebody we've heard of before, instead of just some random, like.
Or if it has a funny story to it.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, but I want us to have to discover them. Like, maybe we can have some vague familiarity with them, but I think I just can't wait to whoever you say to go in there and Google and try to find their Instagram. Find their sillies. All right, who do you have? Why don't you lead off, Mar?
Yeah, I'll set the tone here. I really feel like we're doing God's work and we're just getting this segment started.
Right.
But so you're going to want to go to the Sports Junkies Twitter page right now. I just retweeted it. Brooks Koepka posted a video that's just, you know, taking over the golf world right now. And it's him and his girl dressed up. Looks like they're getting ready to go to a summer party. Brooks has won 5 majors in his career. There's no bigger win than this in his entire life. Let me know when you come across the video. I mean, she's a smoke show. It says Jenna Sims is her name. I mean, it's...
So you're new? You don't know who Jenna Sims is?
I had no file on her.
You had no file on her?
Okay. She earned a follow from me today.
Okay. I mean, she's been around. Was she like a Sports Illustrated model or something at one point?
Maybe.
Let me see.
That sounds right.
She's been in some B movies. She was Miss Georgia Teen USA back in 2007. Did she ever like work? Is she one of those chicks that like had a gig on like MTV or something?
I don't know.
I just know that she
not
was
that
like,
I know of.
She was like kind of famous before she
dated. I'd have to look her up.
Koepka. But go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, Brooks, he's never won a Masters, never won an Open Championship, but damn, we should give him the Grand Slam for pulling a girl like that.
I mean, are you surprised? I mean, he's a handsome golfer.
I know.
He's got 5 majors.
Jack golfer with 5 majors, banging a smoke show.
Yeah, I mean, this is not really that noteworthy.
I mean, all these golfers
news
are lies. Yeah.
By the way, she's from the same town as Brady House.
Was unaware.
Winder, Georgia.
Winder, Georgia?
Yeah.
Look at that. Got some talent in that town.
Have you guys checked out the video yet?
Yes. Yes. Where she's prancing around in her little Or blue top with the in the red shorts.
Yeah. I mean, everyone that's driving around right now, find a good spot to pull off and just, you know, open up Twitter. Make sure you follow Sports Junkies Radio as well while you're at it.
I like that plug.
Give yourself a few minutes. But I would say she's fairly well known, especially since she's been with Brooks for several years. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure she did a whole SI thing.
Yes,
I don't
know
if she did that from being like a girlfriend or wife or whatever of an athlete. I don't know if that's why she did it or if she did it of her own accord. But she's definitely been out there. All right, Valdez.
She was also in one of the episodes of Entourage back in the day.
Oh, she was.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, just for just being a hot chick.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I have one. I don't know.
New missile alert.
Yeah. She's new to me. Maybe she's more well known to people out there, but I didn't realize how hot this girl was until 3-4 weeks ago. So 3-4 weeks ago, SI did their whole swimsuit like fashion show.
Yeah, I love
remember?
That.
And then Livy Dunn took over and was doing the splits in their bikini.
Right.
Bethany Frankel was showing off her mom butt and it was getting a bunch of run.
Right.
But this woman got overshadowed by those famous women in their swimsuit. I want you to Google Penny Lane.
All right, Penny Lane.
And I'm not talking about Almost Famous cakes. I can see his brain working.
Love that movie. It's so good.
Penny Lane.
She watch her walk down this runway in a green bikini, and
what's
you'll
her
see.
Deal? Who is she?
She's a model.
She's not an athlete or anything.
No,
like that.
Okay. she's a model. She's one of the hottest models I've ever seen in my life.
See, I restricted myself. I kind of stayed with athletes. I botched it.
You pigeonholed yourself?
I pigeonholed myself because all the ones that we were talking about before were athletes. Yeah, so what's her deal? She's British? Is this the same chick?
She is English, yes.
So, yes.
Yeah. An English...
She's 30.
...fashion model. She co-won the 2023 Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Model Search. She was SI's Rookie of the Year in 2024.
Ah, very good. An up and comer.
Yeah, Rookie of the Year. Yeah. I got a great eye for talent.
You do?
Hey, I DM'd you the video of her walking down the catwalk.
You scouted her nice and early, Valdez.
All right, you're in.
It's impressive.
Let me see. What you think about that.
Where is this? Is this an SI thing?
That's the
thing?
SI one.
Yeah. Yeah, she got some tiggles. You know what I like about her too is that she's not like crazy skinny.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like she's healthy.
When you see,
looks
when
like
you
a
say,
healthy girl.
When you say model, you think
like a stick figure.
Yeah, stick figure.
Yeah,
yeah.
She's definitely not that.
No. That's a good one. Huh? I got a new person now. I got a new missile.
Yeah,
top missile heavy. Alert.
I got definitely
top heavy.
It's an ad on Instagram.
She might got a new follow. All right, Case, you got one?
I don't have one yet. I'm still.
All right, I'll give you one. I botched it because I admit I botched it because I stuck with athletes and I was rolling through the WNBA and I think we hit a lot of the top ones because I got to a list where they had like Caitlin Clark in there and I was like, come on, she's not one of the highest players in the WNBA. We're getting crazy here. So I'm going to go golf. This is actually a chick I didn't realize I was already following. Her name is, and this is appropriate.
All right.
Chinese golfer, Mooney He.
Okay.
Lily Mooney He, Chinese golfer. I actually already follow her. She's got a fairly good following on Instagram. She's got over 1 million followers on Instagram.
I'm pretty sure Drab is one of them, too.
Is Drab following her, too?
Yeah, I think we were talking about her a while back.
Yeah, you know what? Oh, yeah. And so was Valdez Radio. That is funny when you see people that follow. One of the guys from IR follows her.
Mooney He. She is
well,
cute.
Well, I mean, she's dating a Formula One driver.
Yeah, she's dating a Formula One. Yeah, and I don't know why she has a bit. I mean, obviously, she's an attractive girl. Somehow, she popped up on my golf Instagram and said, ooh, that's a follow. But there you go. There's a new one for the boys out there. Mooney He. I think she's 27 years old. She's got over 1 million followers on Instagram. I don't think she's got any like real accomplishments on tour, but she's been a pro.
She have any dubs?
I'm not sure. She might have some on some smaller tours. She's got one win on the Epson Tour.
The Epson. Okay.
Like the printer?
Hey, what is that?
Like the printer. Yeah.
That's
but
hilarious.
I think she's still an active player on the LPGA Tour.
Yeah, she's currently tied 40th in the Women's PGA Championship.
And she'll smoke our asses. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Scott, the Eastern Shore. Scott, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, guys? I'm calling in for us old guys.
All right.
You can either Google her back then or now, right. But Samantha Fox.
Samantha Fox.
Yeah.
I don't know the name.
British singer back in the day, like back in the
80s. You're bringing up an old missile?
These young guys, they have no clue.
She's 59 years old.
But look at her now. She's still hot.
Still getting it done?
Depends on
she's
the picture.
Still getting it done. That's right. I just saw an article, a news article about her the other day, and she was smoking.
Samantha Fox.
I do remember the name, but
she only had like one hit, and it was something like, "Do you want to touch me" or something? And everybody, or guy,
you can find that
back in the 80s.
Samantha Fox. Yeah, "Touch Me, I Want Your Body" was the name
of
the song.
There you go.
See, sounds like a horrible song
you
already.
You got all worked up. But this is you're bringing up an old missile. We're looking for a new missile.
Look at her today.
He's bringing
she's
up
like
a missile from the Cold War.
Yeah, we're looking for a new bunker buster.
Well, I understand that, but these young guys, you got to let them know what's going on.
All right. You're in. All right. Thank you, Scott.
No missile discrimination here.
Yeah, that's true. It's a good point.
I think this song is... Do we all know the song?
Hopefully not, because it sounds terrible.
Hold on.
I remember this song.
I do remember that keyboard bit.
I definitely remember this song. This is 1984.
Oh, yeah, you've all heard this.
I think she was... I could be wrong. I think she was getting topless in what the British tabloids like back in the day. Because, she was just...
So she
like
was
a pop star.
Very risque.
Yes.
Press that she was getting.
Yeah.
Hey, we just had a caller.
I could be wrong on that, but my file up here is telling me that's correct.
He said he wants us to slow it down and spell out the names.
Oh, so really?
Yeah, so I guess this is a learning experience for all involved.
All right, well, anybody can do Samantha Fox, but she's 100. She's from 100 years ago. Let's go to Tim in Springfield. Tim, what's up, buddy? You're all with the junk.
Timmy.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
So my wife thinks I need to be a better husband.
Yeah.
And she keeps sending me this counselor is talking about, I don't know, whatever she's talking about. But her name, and I'm going to screw it up, her name is, I think it's Thais Gibson. It's T-H-A-I-S I-A-S Gibson.
Right.
And now, every time my wife sends me one of these videos, I watch, listen to the whole thing. She played soccer at Kennesaw State, and usually I'm blonde hair, blue eye. She is black hair, blue eye. Beautiful. Check her out.
Yeah, I'm on her thing right now. I mean, some of these things they've got her caught in some weird like eyebrow raising.
So she's
pictures.
Like a she's like a
therapist on Instagram.
Okay, all right.
His wife sent him therapy videos. He can't.
She is really pretty.
And he's turned on by the chick.
He's distracted by how hot the therapist is. Yeah.
Well, I'm becoming a better husband every single day with these videos. I'll take them all day long.
So what's funny? What's your wife's beef? What's like your number one thing?
Yeah, why are you a bad husband?
What does she hate you most about?
Something about dissociative personality. Something I don't know. Not a disorder, but. I just don't listen or I don't do whatever she wants. I don't really know. I just watch this girl, look at her eyes and watch the videos.
Just say send more videos.
My head. Yeah, send more videos. I shake my head yes up and down and
right,
I'm
right,
good.
Right. All right, thank you, Tim. Appreciate it, buddy.
Hey, love you guys.
All
thank
right.
you.
Thanks,
love
man.
You, buddy. All right, that's
all the horny guys checking in on a Friday.
See down the next. See, they're all. I don't think these like headshots are necessarily great of her. Like, she's got these I guess eyebrow things that she's doing. Do you notice that in her IG?
She has captivating eyes.
I think she's pretty, yeah.
No, she's a pretty girl, but I want to see. I'm going to type in Thais Gibson bikini.
That just, might not even exist.
Let's just cut to the chase here, Cakes. Let's just see. It doesn't look like it. It's all like, No, I don't know if that's her. No, they're just other chicks that
all right,
are
coming
up.
Let's fit in Austin calling in from Leonardtown.
All right. Austin, missile talk. What's up, buddy?
What's up? College basketball. Chloe Kitt, South Carolina. Let me tell you, that is a missile.
Chloe. Everybody knows how to spell Chloe. And then Kitts, K-I-T-T-S. And she plays for who?
Yes, sir.
South Carolina.
South Carolina. Do you recognize her, Jason?
I think I do recognize her.
You would love her, Jason. She's 6'2".
Yeah, I do recognize her.
Yeah, she's got long blonde hair. She's 6'2". Does she have like a super popular like Instagram that's going around? Let me see.
I know Drab would love her. She's from Puyallup, Washington. So he'd be into her because she's from the Pac Northwest.
Chloe Kitts. Yeah, she's got 247,000 followers on Instagram. We don't need to see it. They're all like hoop photos.
Yeah, stop hooping.
Yeah, stop with the ball and go to the beach or something.
Don't you have some vacation pictures drop?
Why are you such a gym rat working on your elbow jumper?
Yeah.
How do you think that went, Eric?
6 out of 10, maybe.
Is it what you expected?
Could have been better. I mean, somebody brought up a 59-year-old lady. Yeah.
And that took the wind out of your missile sail.
A little bit of the wind out of my sails, yeah.
All right, don't forget, coming up in just over an hour, Kevin McCarthy's going to join us. He'll tell you what to see at the box office this weekend. We'll catch up with Kevin at 9:45.
All right. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
DB, I'm going to put you on tilt because I know that heights terrifies you. I want you to Google this. After you're done Googling all the missiles that you're looking at that Mike Marr is recommending, callers are recommending, 60-year-old missiles. Mike Marr says don't discriminate. I want you to Google this.
All right.
I want you to Google Russian gymnast hot air balloon.
Oh, I saw it.
You saw that?
Oh, yeah. It was a nutty.
Okay. So for
that was the nuttiest thing I've ever seen.
And we need Jason here because he has... He has somebody in his family.
He's like a cousin.
Cousin that's like a famous hot air balloonist, like an accomplished hot air balloonist.
One of the guys that try to go around the world.
Correct. By himself.
Right.
So he does these solo. He does these trips solo.
Yes.
So this Russian bodybuilder and daredevil, his name is Sergei Boytsov.
Oh, this is the sickest thing I've ever seen. Can you imagine?
So he goes up in a hot air balloon. That's not daredevil enough.
Right.
So underneath the basket of the hot air balloon, probably, I don't know, 50, 100 feet below the basket, is a platform. I'm guessing it's
not that big.
It's 15 feet by 15 feet, maybe?
That's the problem. The platform's that big.
Okay, it's a platform beneath the basket of the hot air balloon.
Yeah.
And in the middle of the platform is a gymnastics bar that you've seen in competitions a million times. And he's just... swinging around on it
like it looks like he's about to launch himself, do like a double flip.
He's not tethered in.
Yeah, he's except just... if he launches himself and does a double flip, he's gonna land about 10,000 feet later.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this balloon is at an altitude. Now, we live in America, we use feet and not meters. 1500 meters, I don't know how high that is. but it's high enough that if you fall off,
you're cooked.
You're donking yourself right off.
100%.
This is one of the scarier videos I've seen.
Because I keep waiting for him to dismount and do some sort of flip. But if he does that, he's a dead man.
He's like hanging on for dear life.
Like, dude, like
it's so actually, sick. I can't watch it. Video, it's terrifying.
Right? It's so terrifying.
Why are you doing this, stupid?
The clip that I'm seeing is only 11 seconds long. So I'm assuming at some point he just dismounts or just stops swinging around.
Stop swinging and drop straight down.
Because there's nowhere for him to land if he were to properly dismount.
Correct.
After doing some of his flips.
He has to stop swinging and then just let his arms go.
It almost makes me believe this is AI.
It's fake.
Yeah, but it looks so...
I know.
Mean, I know that AI is good. It tricks a lot of people. This looks so real.
It
looks so real and so terrifying.
It makes you feel so awful, right? Like you get a weird feeling when you see it.
Well, he has a death wish.
He might. Guess. It also makes me feel like a giant P word. Because first of all, I wouldn't get in a hot air balloon ever. Right. And I mean ever. I don't care if Jason's cousin or slash uncle slash cousin. Whatever he is.
Cousin.
I don't care if he says, you're safe. We're good. We're gonna balloon from Dewey Beach to Peru. We're good. I've got you covered. I'd be like, nah, man. It just seems too dangerous. And then you rappel down from the basket, and you're just doing a million flips on the gymnastics bar, 5,000 feet up in the air.
Yeah, that guy's nuts.
I mean, it's just I just don't understand people. I don't understand what motivates some people like this guy.
I think people would go up in the hot air balloons are crazy, even if they're in one of those
insane.
Those carriages, whatever.
Yeah, of course. It's a basket.
A huge basket with 10 people in it. I think they're all crazy.
It's an insane pursuit.
Yeah, I would never, ever, ever do it.
Do you know how many stories I see about hot air balloons flying into power lines?
Oh.
And then everybody catches fire and dies?
Mm-hmm. Well, just seeing those few instances where the basket like catches fire or something, you know, something crazy happens.
Yeah,
And then the thing just starts falling.
It's risky enough for me to get into an airplane and fly wherever. I don't need to do a gymnastics routine on a platform 5,000 feet up in the air. He said no insurance either, by the way. Like, by the way, who's going to insure this?
I don't think anybody.
No. I mean, this is like a scene straight out of the... Ben Stiller movie where he's the insurance guy. Is it a long game Polly?
Yes. What is scarier? This or remember the guy that jumped out, and I'm not talking about Travis Pastrana, which is his own kind of idiot.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy that jumped out of a plane with no parachute, but just he just dove into that big ass net that they had. Remember that?
He did that
a couple years ago. He did like the largest free fall or whatever with no parachute. And he just
had to be like a Red Bull sponsored.
He had a big ass net that he had to land into.
I kind of remember it.
No parachute. Yeah. And of course, Travis Pastrana, like 15 years ago, didn't he go over like Puerto Rico or something? He drank a Red Bull and then he just jumped out. And then his boys went and grabbed him.
Yeah, his boys caught up to him. I don't know how they caught him, but they caught him. I don't understand.
And then
I guess
they strapped him in and then he landed. But he jumped out of the plane with no parachute. And by the way, that wasn't unlicensed.
That wasn't fake.
No, that was a real deal. He just did it. Adrenaline thing. Wanted some publicity. Get clicks.
I can't believe he survived that. Honestly.
When you see these people, they know how to do it. Like the expert, like parachute guys, like they know how to like go around and catch each other and do formations.
That's right out of I'm spacing the name of the movie that Patrick Swayze was in with.
Point Break.
Point Break.
Yeah. They did that on Point Break?
Yeah. Don't you remember that?
No, I don't remember at all. Remind me.
Patrick Swayze jumps out of the plane with a parachute, but then who's the other co-star of that?
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves jumps out without a parachute and catches him.
You don't remember what masks they wore to rob the banks?
No.
Dead presidents.
Dead presidents. Yeah.
That was their bit.
I'm not even sure I saw it.
Cause you probably didn't because you remember that scene.
Yeah. I just saw highlights.
Yeah. It's just nuts. But that guy's crazy.
He's an insane person. Yeah. If you list yourself that your occupation is daredevil, if that is in your job description, I don't have anything in common.
Well, we've talked about Tom Cruise doing his own stunts in all the Mission Impossible. He's crazy too.
He's pretty crazy.
Yeah. He's nuts.
Super trained though.
That's fine. Anything can go wrong.
Yeah.
Just takes one small mishap.
I mean, what do you think? To me, the most impressive part about Cruz is, forget about the, I mean, the balls he has to jump out of the Burj Khalifa, even though he's strapped in and everything, and I guess in theory,
right, just
he,
to have the balls
just
to do
in
it.
Theory, you won't die, but just to have the balls to do it. There was a viral clip of some, I don't know, it was something on a skyscraper somewhere where everyone stand up against the window, and it's like a thing for tourists or whatever, and then the window goes down like 30 degrees. Mm-hmm. So you start leaning towards the ground, face first into glass, and people are just bailing on it. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
There's glass in front of you. Like, you're not going to do it.
Like, I can do heights, but if you start putting my body out like where it looks like I'm going to fall, and all that's holding me up is some thick ass glass,
right?
I'm going to have pause on that.
That's going to be a no for me, dog.
Pretty much.
Did you remember when we went to Vegas? What was the place? What was the club
we
went to?
Ghost Bar.
We had the balcony with the glass floor. And everyone, that's kind of the scene. Everybody wanted to go see it. And when we first got there, I remember being terrified by it. But then 100 beers later, I was doing push-ups on it.
Wow. Shows you that alcohol reduces your ability to make good decisions.
Alcohol just takes away all your inhibitions. Yes. I couldn't be more terrified of heights.
Right.
But 100 beers later,
I can't stop staring at this guy doing this.
I know.
It's kind of hypnotic.
It's captivating. Like, you can't look away from
because
it.
Because it almost seems like you want him to flip. Like, you want him to dismount, right? And do the flip or something. But if he does one, he's 100% dying, right? There's no way he could do one and land on the platform.
There's not enough room for him to land.
That's the next stunt.
Now do a flip?
Yeah, now do a flip.
But he has to have a bigger floor. Did he just do it? Because I saw that over the week. Or, you know,
he must
I guess
have just
yesterday.
Done it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, how about those crazy ass in big cities that wash windows on skyscrapers?
Well, they are even here. Even our one that's just.
Yeah, even right here. They're only
15 stories or something.
Yeah.
No, I don't even know.
Don't you remember the story of the skyscraper the window washer in Boston that fell?
I don't remember that. It was about a year ago.
He actually fell and donked himself off?
Oh, yeah. Of course. These guys are crazy.
I mean, when we used to have the window.
That's not supposed to happen. They're supposed to be strapped in. He wasn't strapped in.
No, he was. Just cable
malfunction.
Something broke.
Every once in a while, like, a guy will just be right outside Valdez's window. Like,
I know.
Big ass ropes and just like cleaning the windows.
With like a plunger or something.
Yeah, they got like big giant suction cups. I don't know what they're doing out there.
Those guys are nuts.
Didn't JP do a bit
where you climb down the rope? Remember that on top of a building?
No, I think it was something that was scheduled that fell through.
No, he never did it. But I think I remember like Tommy McFly doing it or something.
Right.
Where you like rappel down a building in Bethesda or something.
I think it was like off the Discovery building.
Yeah.
It was like a bit.
Are you kidding?
They asked me if I wanted to do it. I said,
of course not.
Are you kidding?
Are you
Why
high?
Would anybody say yes
I'm
on
doing that?
Get out of here.
No, thank you. I don't want any appearances where I could potentially die doing the appearance.
No way. I'd have a heart attack.
All right, when we come back, we'll get into EB's entertainment page, and Kevin McCarthy will join us coming up at 9:45 here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.